So Much from Elton's debut album of 1969 features the beginning of what we would later recognise as the classic Elton sound. The album is perhaps reminiscent of a football team warming up before the start of the season. Plenty of classy ingredients, but maybe they just needed a certain kind of coach and a certain kind of manager, someone who could help mould them and create their vision. For this second album, that figure entered Elton's musical life at the start of the 1970s. John Mayles, ex-sound engineer who had gone on to produce Space Odyssey for David Bowie in the late 60s, was Gus Dudgeon, who would work on many incredible albums with Elton. Gus's musical right-hand man, his musical arranger, was the orchestrator Paul Buckmaster. His contribution to Elton's sound would become as vital and significant as Nelson Riddle or Billy Mays had been to Frank Sinatra's sound. Just to illustrate the significance of Gus Dudgeon and Paul Buckmaster's contributions to Elton and Bernie's songs, have a listen to this snippet of a piano and voice demo of a song that had been written at the kitchen table of a Northwood Hills house that Gus and Paul were given to work on.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Well, I'm not one of those who can.
So with that ringing in your ears, we're going to have a quick change of tempo, which would highlight the lyrics even more. The addition of a cello-led string orchestration, along with a stellar rhythm section, which included musicians who had worked with Scott Walker, David Bowie, and Manfred Mann. And the song blossoms into something completely different, combined with a vocal interpretation of a set of lyrics that makes us, the listener, feel like we're all being addressed individually. And the result is one of the greatest and most loved recordings of all time. Even more incredible is the fact that Elton has said it took him 15 minutes to write the melody for this one.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide.